Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Good evening, Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Okay, so far we have Hubert and Mom, Auntie Jen, and Auntie Betty, and myself. So, Hubert, you can go ahead and pick up the number 23.
Chapter 13.
Yes, sir.
Balak's second oracle. Then Balak said to him, "Come with me to another place where you can see them. You will see only part, but not all of them. And from there, curse them for me." So he took him to the field of Zophim on the top of Pisgah. And there he built 7 altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam said to Balak, "Stay here beside your offering while I meet with him over there." The Lord met with Balaam and put a message in his mouth and said, "Go back to Balak and give him this message." So he went to him and found him standing beside his altar with the princes of Moab. Balak asked him, "What did the Lord say?" Then he uttered his oracle, "Arise, Balak, and listen. Hear me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? I have received a command to bless. He has blessed it, and I cannot change it. No misfortune is seen in Jacob. No misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. The shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. There is no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done. The people rise like a lioness. They rouse themselves like a lion that does not rest till he devour his prey and drinks the blood of his victim." Then Balak said to Balaam, "Neither curse them at all, nor bless him at all." Balaam answered, "Did I not tell you I must do whatever the Lord says?" Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Let's see, we did have another caller to join in, and I believe that's Auntie Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Oh, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started. I have Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Mom, Auntie Marie, and myself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone will bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. We come to you once again in the family prayer. We thank, we ask that you bind this line and loose your angel to protect us as we share our prayer with you. Oh, Lord, open our hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord.
Thank you for that blessing prayer, Mom. Okay, we will go ahead and get started with our program tonight. I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of 1 John chapter 5, starting at verse 1. It says, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begotten loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that come by water and by blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bear witness, because the Spirit is true. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on his Son, God hath witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John. We did have another caller to join in with us, and I do believe that's Auntie Dot. Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, moving right along, I'll go with Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Psalm 91. God is a refuge and a fortress. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, not for the arrow that flies by day, not for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, not for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by their side, and 10,000 at their right hand. But it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou see and behold the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, that shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. But he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hand, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lions and the dragons shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life shall I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God is indeed our refuge and our fortress. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next, I go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be coming from Mark, the ninth chapter, starting at the first verse. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taken with him Peter, James, John, and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining exceedingly white as snow, so no fuller on earth can whiten them. And there appeared unto them Eli with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. And Peter answered and said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Eli. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Mark. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand. Any who seek God, everyone has turned away. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will the evildoers never learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on God. They were overwhelmed with dread, where there was nothing to dread. God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame, for God despises them. Oh, that salvation for Israel will come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Gilbert. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with his psalm. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all God. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hill is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today we'll hear his voice. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie God, out of Psalm. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 103, 1 through 22, the cause of celebration. On September the 9th, 1862, Abraham Lincoln signed the proclamation to free African slaves in America. Can you imagine the celebration as the word traveled from plantation to plantation, city to city, state to state? Strong disbelief gave way to shout of joy, hand clapping and dancing of celebration. Over 200 years after the first African slave arrived in America, the institution of slave was abolished and liberated was proclaimed. As we reflect on our lives, we have many causes for celebration. David named a few: forgiveness of sin, supernatural healing, redemption from destruction, and the execution of the righteous, mercies of God. God has blessed us so much that sometimes we take his blessing for granted instead of praising God for what he done for us. We get angry because he hadn't done what we want him to do. We need to practice a phrase from David's psalm: praise the Lord. We need to focus on his greatness. We need to remember the time that we transgressed his will and yet being forgiven. The former African slaves focused on what they had endured. Instead, they gave praise to the God who delivered them. Suffering will always be a fact of life in this sinful world, but God blessed will be proved. Report upon those who do his will. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mama. Let's see if everyone would bow their heads for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Sister Angela, Auntie Wally, Auntie Maria, Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley's family, the Leitler family, the Allen family, Uncle Gary, Uncle Gabe, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Willie, Solian family, the Hudson family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, the Moore family, the Thomas family, the Rose family, the Moody family, Carlos and the Wells family, Ruth Edwards, Peter's family, Franklin family, McClure family, the Brown family, Estimate family, the Ross family, the Simmons family, the Rowland family, the White, Swanin family, Hubert and Diane Lowe, Auntie Marie, daughter-in-law, Reverend Slappy, Desert Kendrick, the Nelson family, Eric, Tony, Malachi, Marcus, Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of prayer, Lord. We love your son for what he has done for us, and we thank you for his blood, and there is still power in the blood, and therefore we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you do for us every second of the day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays. For the week of November 18th through the 24th.
Frederick William is on the 20th, and then there's Audrey William on the 20th also,
and Daniel on the 21st. I guess Janet, you have to let me know how you pronounce that name. A-R-I-E-L.
That's Aria. That's my granddaughter, ain't it?
Oh, that's your granddaughter. Oh,
yeah, that's my granddaughter, Aria.
Okay, Aria.
Her's on the 20. Yeah, her's on 20.
Uh-huh. Amen. Daniel on the 21st. And that's about all I can read off of this book.
Okay, all right.
I know the call the name if anybody else knows. Or if anybody.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Hubert, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And many, many more. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Now we're going to share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses, and I'll just go down the list, share. If not, just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, all right. Next, I have Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share the poem, seeing a sermon from a devotional. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather someone walk with me than merely show the way. The eyes are better people and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creed. See the good in action is what everyone needs. I can soon learn how to do it if you will let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lecture you deliver may be wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there is no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Auntie Janet, for that poem out of your devotional. Okay, next I go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony song, a poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'd like to read out of Matthew 5th chapter, starting at 13th verse. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses saltness, how can it be made safe again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I will start off with a praise report, then I'm going to try to sing a song. This week, you know, all of us were together. Our four sisters were together, and we had a hallelujah good time.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Just like we hadn't seen each other in years. So we had just had. We had a wonderful time. Wonderful fellowship.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to try to say it one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to come together. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. One more time.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty, and for that praise report. God, it's just so good to bring sisters together and have a great time. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Auntie Marie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Can't sing, but I've... The third chapter, starting at the first verse. Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the word which was spoken before by the holy prophet, and of the commandment of the apostle of the Lord and Savior. Now this first, that there shall come unto the last day scoffer walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? But since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see here. I'll go next, and my reading is out of Joel Osteen. And the title is Stand Strong During Adversity. We all face challenges and difficult times. God doesn't send these storms, but in its time of difficulty, we grow and become stronger. It is an opportunity to allow God's words to come alive in our life and see us through to victory. You can't run from everything that's hard in your life and expect God to deliver you immediately. God uses these challenges to stretch you and enlarge your vision. Remain faithful during your time of adversity. Make up your mind to serve God no matter what comes against you, and God will honor you. Fight the good fight of faith, and remember, God will not waste anything you go through in life. You are growing, and you are maturing. You are being prepared for promotion. Simply remain faithful and fight through life. In due season, in God's appointed time, He will promote you to new levels of victory, and you'll live that abundant life that He has promised you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, next we have Hubert. Any good news, I mean, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a praise report. I'd like to thank all of you all for your prayers. My sister Angela will be coming home Tuesday, and that would be a blessing. And
amen.
I'd like to thank all of you.
Homecoming. Amen.
Amen.
I'll be reading from the book of Psalms. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, with yearly fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Let's see, is there anything anyone would like to share before we go to the closing prayer? Well, I would like to welcome Auntie Marie back. We missed you last week. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And may everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Thank you, Father, for everyone that joined us tonight. Thank you for all the speeches that they shared with us. And we just thank God for everyone that decided to take their time out and be with us. And we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Mellon family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Dear Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America. Bless Israel. Bless our food. Bless other nations. And bless our prayer line. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving to you all. We love y'all also.
Thank you, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you too. Good night.
Good night.